opened and we described the tabut, this chest. It eventually was now in the control of the Banu Israel. Allah had allowed it to appear at the doorstep of Talut. So now the Banu Israel, they were confident that they will be able to overthrow and gain victory against the Amalekites, Goliath and his army. So they were convinced, and Allah says, Talut now, he departed and he set off with his army, that is the Banu Israel. As they were marching and as they were proceeding towards the Amalekites, Qala, he turned to the army and he said to them, Inna Allaha mubtaliikum binahr. Look, along the way we are going to come across a river. And Allah is going to test you. Allah is going to test you with this river. What is the test? You are not allowed to drink of it. Now imagine this is a huge army and they are marching, and perhaps they are marching in the heat. Of course, when they come across any water, the first thing they would want to do is to drink to their fill, to quench their thirst as much as they can possibly drink. So he said to them, فَمَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ, whoever will drink of this river, فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي, then he is not from amongst me. He will have to excuse himself from the army. He will not be allowed to proceed with me to fight against Jalut, Goliath. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَطْعَمْهُ, and the one who does not drink and does not nourish himself with the water of the river, فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي, then he is from me. In other words, he will be allowed to proceed with me. إِلَّا مَنِ اغْتَرَفَ غُرْفَةً بِيَدِي, yes, you are allowed to only have one scoop of water. That amount you are allowed to have of the river. One scoop, not more than that. إِلَّا مَنِ اغْتَرَفَ غُرْفَةً. غُرْفَة means to have one handful of water. Then Allah, Talut said to them, you will be able to move along with me. فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ, Allah says they all drank from it. They all drank from it. They could not. This was a test, to test their steadfastness. Allah wanted to prune out, and Allah wanted to distinguish between the sincere and the insincere. Rather, they leave the army at this point than leaving the army when they are standing before the enemy. Why? Because by them leaving at that point, it will break the morale and the spirit of the genuine ones. So Allah said, rather they are tested, let's test their perseverance. If they cannot persevere when it comes to the water of this world, how are they going to persevere and remain steadfast against the enemy on the battlefield? So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them with this river. Through this test, the insincere, the hypocrites from amongst them, they were separated from the genuine ones. Allah says they all drank from it, illa qalila minhum, except for a few of them. So majority of the army now, and it is said, scholars of tafsir said, the moment they drank from that water and they drank to their fill, they became incapacitated. They became lethargic. They couldn't move. You know, even if they wanted to proceed with the army, they just couldn't. They were left without any energy. The water had an opposite effect on them. So they could not proceed. So the small group from the Banu Israel, who had one or two gulps of the water, they proceeded with Talut. So he was left only now with the true sincere believers. فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَهُ هُوَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ, Allah says when Talut and those who had faith and iman, when they crossed the river and now they were about to encounter Jalut, Goliath and the Amalekites, what did they say? قَالُوا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا الْيَوْمَ بِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِهِ, we are so few, we have no strength against Jalut, against Goliath and his army. قال الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقوا الله, but those, Allah says, who are convinced that they are to meet Allah, the true genuine believers, encouraging those who felt they had no strength against Goliath, what did they say? They said, "Kam min fi'atin qalila." How many a times a small group, a small army, غلبت fi'atan كثيرة, overthrew and overpowered a huge army bi'idhnillah, through the permission of Allah. So let us put our faith in Allah and let us move on. We may be a few, but let us go on and fight the army of Goliath. Wallahu ma'a as-sabirin. And they said to them, Allah is with the patient one, with those who persevere. You need to persevere and Allah will be with you. Walamma baraza li Jalut wa junudi. Allah says, and when they came, eventually they came face to face with Jalut, with Goliath, and the army of Goliath, qalu, they made a dua. All those believers, when they saw this huge force of Goliath, and Goliath could not be defeated by anyone. He was a commander who was known to have only enjoyed victory and conquer. Never could he suffer any form of defeat. So when he came with his huge army, they turned to Allah. The small group with Talut, with Saul, they said, Rabbana aw our Rabb, afrigh alayna sabra. Afrigh means pour. Pour over us perseverance. وَثَبِّتَ قَدَامَنَا, establish our feet, make our feet firm. وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, and Allah help us against the disbelieving people. فَهَزَمُوهُمْ, Allah says they defeated them. The army of Talut and the Banu Israel, they defeated them. They defeated Jalut and the army of Jalut بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, with the permission of Allah. With the permission of Allah. وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودَ, and now Allah speaks of Dawood alayhi salam. Dawood was considered to be a weakling in the army. No one paid much attention to Dawood. He was considered to be a weak soldier who had absolutely no fighting skill. But Allah says, Dawood, David, he killed Jalut, he killed Goliath. The strongest of the strong was killed by the weakest of the weak in the army. وَأَتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكُ, and Allah says, Allah gave Dawood al-mulk, the kingdom, wal-hikmah, Allah blessed him with wisdom, that is prophethood. وَعَلَّمَهُ مِمَّا يَشَاءُ, and Allah taught him whatever Allah wished to teach him. وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسِ بَعْدَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ, Allah said, and had it not been for Allah pushing some people away from others, if Allah did not, through His permission and through His power and through His command, keep people away from each other, لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضُ, the entire earth would be corrupted. They'd be fighting and killing and killing and wars all the time. But Allah is the one who creates a sort of a barrier so that people are not all the time fighting with each other. لَكِنَّ اللَّهَ ذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the possessor of great bounty and virtue over all the worlds. تِلْكَ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ, these are the verses of Allah. نَتْلُوهَا عَلَيْكَ بِالْحَقِّ, we recite it to you, O Muhammad, in truth. وَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, and indeed you are from amongst the messengers. With that we come to the end of the second juz of the Qur'an. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.